There we go.
Perfect. All right, everyone. At 7:01 p.m., I call this meeting to order. We will start with attendance.
Okay, the question is, are you related or distantly related to anyone famous? And then we'll start with Senator Ash.
My father is a not at all well-known filmmaker. His name is David Ash. Look up his series, it's called Incompleteness.
Senator Barrios.
I don't think so.
Senator Bickman.
No.
Senator Carlson.
No.
Senator Cochran. Senator Davison. Senator Fisher.
I don't think so, but my dad was a reporter in Mankato for a sports reporter a while ago, so that's the closest I have.
Senator Forsberg.
I don't think so.
Senator Cabetta.
Nope.
Senator Maurer.
Joe Maurer.
Senator Suki.
We were looking at my mom's family tree one time, and we have, like, British royalty on her side. I don't remember any of their names, but there are, like, a few kings and the greats and stuff.
Senator Usmanova.
No.
Senator Walfrid.
I don't think there are any.
Senator Zierman.
No.
Chair Allard.
I don't think so, but my mom's in a band.
Chair Brown.
Probably not.
Parliamentarian Falk.
She's not famous, but she's a celebrity to me. I'm Greta Dubsloff's 10th cousin. So, yeah.
Chair Hailu.
Yeah, my mom's actually an actress at home, so...
Chair Happy.
My mom's family is over somehow related to royalty, but I don't know how to do that.
Chair Learned. Co-President Menke.
No, but fun fact, I just found out that RuPaul is cousins with Cory Booker, which blows my mind.
Ombudsperson Nelson.
My step-uncle used to be the head coach for the Twins, and my actual uncle is like used to be a UFC fighter, and the first person to survive the type of cancer that he got ever, and so he has a book that
will
help with him.
Wow.
Now he coaches.
Co-president Alona Vidalis.
I'm related to two popular mariachi bands back in Mexico.
Advisor Rubel.
No.
Chair Taylor.
No.
Chair White.
I was going to say no, but my uncle has like 80,000 followers on Instagram, so that basically makes him an Instagram influencer.
I'm not related to anyone specific that's famous, I think, but my great-great-grandmother lived down the road from Belle Gunness, who's one of the first female serial killers.
Oh my gosh,
so
really?
I consider that being related, I guess. And then our quorum is met.
Awesome. Next up, we'll go to approval of the minutes. Are there any discrepancies from last week's minutes or recording? Okay. Next up, we have community comment. Is there anyone from the community that wishes to comment? I don't see anyone. Next up, we'll go to committee updates. Are there any committees that have updates for tonight's meeting? Any updates? Okay. I just like hitting this thing. next, we'll go to old business. Is there any old business that we should be covering at this meeting? Good. New business. First thing is the Whittling Club budget. Do we have Director Wyam?
We don't have any finance people, but she did email me and Abby, I believe, and she says that everything's good with the budget and that she thinks it should be passed as is.
Okay. So I assume this recommended is the same as the requested?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Senator Alders?
Everyone in the finance committee, like Dave Chad just said, that Hunter said that he forgot to add $49 to the end of somewhere, but they all thought that it was reasonable.
Do you yield your time?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Director Bloom?
Yeah, the email from Jenna says everything is within our funding guidelines since nothing we are funding is a takeaway item, so it should be able to pass as is if the Senate so chooses, and that's what the Finance Committee recommends. And then if there's any concern, I can email her and she'll address it before next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll start with any questions. Does anyone have a question that Director Bloom could email to them or that any of us could answer, maybe?
Ombudsperson Nelson?
I'm confused why the recommended is zero when Director Wyam said that
I wonder if there's a different.
I think they may just not have put it in the recommended because they're giving them all of the requested.
Okay.
So we would be looking at what they requested, and that's what we're going to give them, I believe.
I got another one from her earlier today. I can try to pull up, too. It was the sheet that I was given earlier today as well. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions that we have? Seeing none, let's move into a discussion on this budget. Does anyone wish to discuss the budget, or does anyone have comments on it, on the budget?
Senator Alders?
I guess my only question does anyone know, is this a new club? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I yield my time.
Co-President Menke?
Yeah, I personally know the people that were on the spreadsheet right there. I'm sure some of us know them, CJ, Hannah, and Cora, and I would trust them with these funds. I think the Finance Club did a great job of looking over their requests, and even though I wish they were here to answer any questions that we might have, I would feel comfortable approving this budget. I yield.
Ombudsperson Nelson?
Are these items that we wouldn't have to fund every single year? I do support passing this, but I'm just wondering, what is this investment for Senate long term?
Yeah, point of information, sorry. The description says something along the line of, there was something I read somewhere that basically said a lot of these materials they would hand back at the end of the hour. Right here. The equipment would be used by future members. It'd be available for those who don't have their own equipment, and is returned at the end of every meeting.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Does anyone else wish to discuss the budget? Okay. Seeing no further discussion, we'll move into a vote on the budget. All those in favor of approving this allocation? Okay. Any opposing? Any abstaining? Okay. The budget passes. So looks like next we'll be moving on to CF issues. So I put this on the agenda, so I believe I'm able to start the discussion. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if you all saw, the Gustavian Weekly published an article saying that CFs on campus were facing burnout and they weren't satisfied with their job. I read the article and I was surprised that it turns out CFs are the least compensated job on campus when you take into account the hours that they work. And with word on social media going around that CFs are, many CFs are feeling burned out and frustrated with Res Life Office more generally, I thought this would be a good time and place to discuss this issue and to figure out what we can do about it if we want to do anything. So I'm unable to propose anything that we can vote on, but if you all have any ideas, if you want a committee to look into it, I would highly recommend it, because it's our job to look after the best interests of students, and I would say especially our CFs, who keep our students safe and integrated into the community. So with that, I yield.
All right, Senator Maurer.
I would like to note that my CF on my floor recently left his position, I think probably because of burnout. He moved out 2 days ago, so this is definitely a problem that's impacting at least me and my health, so I yield back.
Mm-hmm. Chair Hailu.
I don't know if you all remember, but this was something that I brought up at the beginning of the semester and kind of suggested that we have a CF representative. And the reason I asked that was because I would hear a lot of this from my fellow CFs, me being a CF as well. And a lot of issues have been brought up to Res Life, but if that's the highest you can go and they are the decision makers, some voices may be left unheard, and that's why I suggested having maybe a CF representative could be helpful, so that whatever they feel, they can talk to Student Senate, and Student Senate can then address it. There are a lot of complaints that have been brought to Res Life in the past couple of years regarding pay, regarding like how the contract doesn't really say exactly what you're working, like what your job is supposed to be, and just additional jobs, just tasks, just get added, and CFs can't really say, hey, that's not part of my job, because it's not clear. And the expectations keep increasing, but the pay doesn't. So all of these things CFs feel frustrated about, but when it's brought up to Res Life, there hasn't been a solution. So I think reconsidering having a CF representative or maybe a different solution to kind of hear the voices of CFs more would be a good idea. Yeah, I yield my time.
Just a point of inquiry, when you say compensated, are CFs compensated further than the free living?
We don't get full free living. It used to be full, but then they took it down. So CFs still pay about
$1,300,
so it's about 80% that's covered.
Okay.
Excellent. Co-President Alona Vidalis.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think this is literally like the most important on-campus job for students. Like, without our CFs, we're nothing. And I think over time, like, even I know, like, my freshman year, we were already having these issues of burnout. And then as the years went by, I saw how their pay got decreased and they started getting more and more to do. Especially during COVID too, like we were literally in a pandemic and these people still had to watch out for us, for those that got to come back on campus. I know also my CF resigned this semester and I'm left without a CF. So I think this would be appropriate to charge to a committee. And I know Ben and I also kind of said, like, in our co-president's platform that we would want to push for salary and wage negotiation workshops. So maybe that's something that we can start to do now, kind of tie that in together and see if there's anything that we can do and try and negotiate either with Res Life or taking it to a different, like, office or department on campus and seeing what we can do. But, yeah, that's just my recommendation. I think this is an issue that we need to tackle now, seeing as, like, we don't know who else is going to start quitting and how that might affect future residence halls. I yield my time.
Awesome. Senator Barrios?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, like, a few things that I have a few friends who are, like, CFs, and they are definitely, I think the CC for, like, treatment is quitting. So that was, like, a huge factor for a few CFs, because they're kind of expressing that now there is only, like, male coordinators for residential life, and some of them don't really feel comfortable because they have been saying that they don't receive enough support. There was one specific case where a CF was a close contact for COVID, and the CC for their building didn't really support her in kind of, like, finding someone to cover the shift, even though she was expressing that she didn't feel comfortable going to, like, rounds because she can expose people. So I think it's kind of, like, maybe the main concern is kind of like focusing on residential life and how can they support CS better. Also kind of like the housing, they don't cover housing fully, so kind of like that's a big deal for like a lot of CS to like kind of like want to quit right now. So maybe I think it is a good idea to find a representative for like CS. I feel like there are a few CS that are interested in kind of like joining the student senate as a representative. So I think that's a good idea. I do.
Chair White.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think that this is Res Life's job to fix, but it's our job as a student senate to advocate for our constituents. So every dorm hall representative has a CF or multiple CFs in it. It is part of your job description to advocate for them, and as well as class representatives. Each CF is part of a class. It's also your job to advocate for them. I think it would be something I'd recommend to charge somebody to look into, but I would also recommend that everybody in a hall or as a class representative also advocates for their CF, because CFs are their constituents as well. I yield.
Senator Alders?
So I was just gonna add on to mostly what Chair White said. I still feel like as a student senate, it's not fair to have a CF representative because it's just a job on campus. With that being said, I do think that we could invite CFs in for a community comment and to understand what problems they're feeling. I also think that it maybe would be a good idea for like to try to recommend or try to push for the CF, the time that they're spent as on-duty CFs to be paid hours. I think that would be really reasonable. And with that being said, I would motion to charge, or at least to looking into this, to the Health and Housing Committee.
Okay. Is there a second for the motion?
Senator Usmanova on the second. Senator Alders, you have the floor.
Yeah, I basically just echo what I just said, and I yield my time.
Great. Senator Usmanova?
It was all being said. Here I agree, because I have a lot of CF friends who are really burnt out, who can't sleep at night, and they had to sleep at 2 a.m. and walk around, especially now that it's getting really cold. They have to go building to building, and sometimes it's really far, and it's exhausting, too. So I support this motion. I yield.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Considering how the chair, how the representative of Southern Housing is also a CF, wouldn't that cause of problems of credibility with the Res Life, since they will eventually bring that up, saying it was probably a motion by the chair. So I do believe that the motion should be motioned to a different place other than Health and Housing, because the CF, the chair of Health and Housing is also a CF.
So are you suggesting to motion to, like,
for another motion?
A motion to edit the motion currently under discussion. Okay. Do we have a second on that? Senator Maurer. Senator Kabidi, you have the floor.
Yeah. So I do believe the chair of Southern Housing is Senator Bamba. And Senator Bamla is also a CF, and if Res Life thinks that if Res Life finds out that this CF is also a Senate, they would believe that they decide would not be everything that was decided by the House, by that specific House, is not fair, since it is a CF. I don't know how to put it.
Mm-hmm. Senator Maurer, you have the floor.
I think that the Academic and Student Affairs Committee could also deal with this. So if we do need to move it, that's a good committee to move it to.
Excellent. Co-President Menke?
Yeah, that's a great point, especially if we're trying to convince Res Life that they should make a change. They could bring that as an objection. I would say if Chair Hailu doesn't feel comfortable with this sort of charge, Student Academic Affairs would be a good place to put it as well. But I would say I would leave it up to Chair Hailu, just however you feel about it.
I'm good with that. I yield.
Okay, great. Ombudsperson Nelson.
My sentiments were pretty much echoed by the previous speaker, but I would also like to advocate on behalf of the Chair of Health and Housing's position. I don't think that having a certain job on campus should discredit her from being able to advocate on behalf of herself. With that, I think it should be up to her discretion if she would like to do this or not and if she feels comfortable with it. Otherwise, I think that potentially the, as one of the previous speakers said, that the Academic Affairs Committee would be good for this.
Excellent. I'm writing my own name down. Hold on. Yeah, I just want to echo what the previous speaker had said. Ethics-wise, there's really no conflict of interest. Chair Ailu is obviously a collegiate fellow, and unless the entire like health and housing committee was also made up of collegiate fellows, then there's really no conflict of interest or anything. That's why we have committees as a method of like oversight and making sure that everything is ethical and done correctly. So if something does come up in the future, Ombudsperson Nelson and I and the rest of the ethics committee will be able to look into it. So it should not be an issue. And I yield my time. Chair Ailu?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I have advocated for other cases before, and it was different because I was going there with the concern myself. Now, I don't want to... I would feel less comfortable going there as a chair because this is a big issue and right now it's kind of starting up a lot. And if I go there, I don't want it to seem like this is something that I started up or it's, you know, it's something that I've... So I don't want it... I would really like it to be disconnected. And we have a committee, so... Anyone from my committee, I'm sure, would be able to do that. I would personally like to keep my hands out of it. I would have advocated this on my own. But yeah, I yield my time.
Excellent. Chair Hathi?
As one of my senators said, like, I have no issue with, like, collaborating with Health and Housing, so, like, maybe we could charge both of our committees because I work in the Center of Career Development and I can ask the professional staff if we can have like a workshop or something about negotiating with ResLife because I feel like ResLife may look down upon the CS because they are technically students so they don't see them as equal, which doesn't make sense to me in my opinion. So I feel like if you could come from it as a more professional standpoint, I think that'd be very beneficial. I would like that.
Excellent. Chair Ailu?
Yeah, so if we do decide to move on with this and to meet with ResLife and have someone to advocate, I suggest that before that we give CFs a chance to just any CF in the community to come and talk about their concerns so that then whoever is advocating can have enough information and can advocate for more than one point. Mm-hmm. I yield my time.
Excellent. And Chair Ailu, just so you know, that's your third time speaking on the topic, so... until we bring up a new agenda item.
Point of order, isn't it for like which specific motion we're considering?
It's an entire discussion topic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So right now we are considering a motion to amend the charge, changing it from health and housing to student academic affairs. Is there any other discussion on this amendment? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the amendment to the charge. All those in favor of charging, amending the charge to go to student academic affairs instead of health and housing, raise your placards. Any opposed to the amendment? Any abstaining? Seeing none, the amendment passes. We are now considering a charge to the Student Academic Affairs Committee on looking into this CF burnout and discontent. With that, are there any other speakers on this charge? Any other discussion on the charge? All right, seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the charge. All those in favor of charging the Student Academic Affairs Committee, please raise your placards. Any opposed? Any abstaining? Charge passes. Is there any other new business?
Co-president Alona Vidalis.
Oh, point of information. Did we technically move on from the CF issues, or are we just done discussing the motion?
We voted on the motion so we can close the item of business,
okay.
So we can
yes.
move on.
Yep.
Then I open
it. Okay.
Any other new business? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into announcements.
Chair Hathi.
Could student and academic affairs just like wait for a second after the meeting to talk about something real quick? Please don't make you right now.
Co-president Alona Vidalis.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to suggest and not officially charge any committee with anything. But I really like the Chair White saying that senators should really play an important role in this, and I would suggest that you all reach out, senators, to your CFs and just kind of check in with them, see if you can get any feedback, and possibly inviting them to come in for community comment. That way, when we proceed and, you know, move into meetings or whatever, we have, like, actual quotes and information that we can get from them. I agree.
Great. Co-President Menke?
Yeah, I definitely want to second that. Please talk to your CFs about this. We know that the week we didn't talk to every CF, so we want to get their opinions on this. And yeah, just do whatever Co-President Alona Vidalis said. That would be great. Thank you. And then the second thing I have is an announcement from our fellowship advisor, Pamela Kittleson. So you all are student leaders. And there are some scholarships that are available if you want to go to graduate school after Gustavus that are for leaders. So there's the Udall Scholarship and the Truman Scholarship. They're both really nice scholarships. I tried to get the Truman. I got rejected. But that doesn't mean that y'all don't have a chance. And basically, Truman's and Udall's are for juniors who are going into grad school after Gustavus. You can also get a Udall if you're a sophomore as well. So if you're interested in that, email me or Pam Kittleson, who's our fellowship advisor at Gustavus. We really want to get those applications rolling soon. So if you're at all interested in that, do some research on it, find out if you're interested, and we can get the ball rolling on that. I yield.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Do you know when those applications are due?
Yeah, applications are due in like February.
Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have plenty of time. This is like the start. This is the start of the beginning of the process. So I am inviting you all to do your research. Take a week or so. Decide if you want to do it. It's a really nice experience. Even if you don't get it, I learned a lot by doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot about, you know, my own career and what I want to do after Gustavus. So that that helped a lot. So yeah, I yield. Any other announcements? All right, at 7:29, I call this meeting adjourned. Yeah.
Call this meeting adjourned.
Yeah.
There's the Truman, and what was the other one?
Udall.
How do you say?